This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. October red meat exports are higher than last year's levels. We'll have more from the U.S. Meat Export Federation right after this.
December is a month that is best enjoyed by sharing time with loved ones and friends while celebrating the holiday season. It is also a time for farmers and producers to review what they have accomplished over the past year and take time to enjoy the holidays. With a long year of challenges to overcome while growing crops and raising livestock, December allows farmers and producers to reflect on what they have learned over the past 12 months and make plans for the future of their farming operations. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holidays.
Exports of U.S. beef and pork posted year-over-year increases in October, according to data released by the USDA and compiled by the U.S. Meat Export Federation. USMEF President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said there was an October rebound for beef exports to South Korea and China, which complemented strong shipments to Western Hemisphere markets.
And you look at Korea, for example, 19,600 tons, up about 5%. It was the largest month in Korea since March of this year. And China actually had a big month as well at almost 17,000 tons, and it's the largest month since June of last year. So you overlay that with the continued momentum that we've been seeing in Latin America. That continues. Mexico, almost 20,000 tons, up 7%. Central America, another good month with growth, especially into Guatemala.
Hallstrom said pork exports are well positioned to set up annual volume and value records in 2024.
252,000 tons, up 3%, of course, led by Mexico. And Mexico was down just slightly in volume, about 2%, but still at $217 million. You cannot overstate the importance of Mexico as it relates to our overall business on exports of pork. But if you look a little further down the list of other countries, Central America continues to perform well as they have been for most of the year, up 6%. You look at the Caribbean region, up over 20%. That's a trend that's been in place for the whole year. Australia continues to be strong. And Japan. Japan had a good month as well on the pork side, up 6%.
For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.